Starting in the second term of first grade, my mother used to leave little notes in my lunchbox. I'd open up my Roy Rogers vinyl leatherette lunchbox at noon, and there, tucked in among the wax paper-wrapped sandwich and the tasty cake and the thermos of iced tea, would be a small slip of lined notepaper. Each note was written in her neat, flowing handwriting. "Here's a special treat," she might write, or "Don't forget your piano lesson after school." Or maybe just, "Love, Mommy." It really didn't matter what she wrote. What mattered was that having that little scrap of loose leaf with her pretty handwriting on it brought her to school with me. She was in that handwriting, not too fussy, hardly slanted, modest, pretty in a quiet way. In those little notes, there were no bold, slashing uprights or showy loops, just practical, lean, steady penmanship. The same Palmer cursive I was learning in first grade, copying the beautiful letters pinned above the blackboard, A to Z. I was reminded of my mother's notes when I read recently that many school districts have done away with the teaching of penmanship, of cursive, from the Latin verb curere, to run. It reminded me, too, of how we first began learning cursive from Sister Marie Bernadette, copying the letter I, not the large upright pronoun, but the humble small I. I believe it was that moment I became a writer, feeling the power of creation flow through my hand onto the page, making a tentative, curvy letter that could be recognized by someone else, that held meaning, not just for me privately, but for anyone else who cared to read what I had written. Writing by hand is different from pressing your thumbs to a touch screen or tapping out letters on a keyboard. The connection from your imagination to the page through the disciplined, relaxed muscles of your hand is deep and profound, as if your very thoughts are flowing down your arm and through some magical electrical alchemy forming on the page. I no longer have those notes from grade school, but I have boxes of other notes and letters from years of correspondence with my family and friends. My father comes alive again in his handwriting, the large, brash F of his first name, Felix, all jaunty angles and big open space between. My mother wrote slowly, deliberately, but you can see the hurry in his cursive, the deep slant, the large letters. If you turn over one of his letters, you can see, too, the deep impression of his ballpoint pen that turned the smooth paper into a miniature landscape of ridges and valleys. In this digital age, this age of relentless testing of what is called assessment based on metrics and learning objectives and outcomes, I guess there's no longer much of a place for the old-fashioned art and practice of cursive penmanship. Too slow, too hard to measure. And these days, I guess a mother just sends her child a text on his first day of school, which is thoughtful and efficient and instantaneous. What it is not is the tangible presence of a mother's gentle, steadying hand, hidden like a secret in a small boy's lunchbox.